Hello, is that Margaret?
Yeah, it is.
Hi, Margaret. It's Yasuita J, MMA Legal. Thank you very much for returning the call.
That's no problem. Thanks.
It is just a quick call. I have also dropped you an email as well. It's just in relation to the Scottish redress.
Right.
We have had quite a lot of the institutions that we've reached out to say that they have no record for you under the details that we've provided them.
Okay.
Now, what that means is that that could be accurate and they've not got any information on you, but it could also mean that you may have been known as a previous name in care.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was. That's my maiden name I've got just now.
Okay.
It's actually Macmillan.
So it was a Margaret McMillan.
Yes.
Okay. Is that
MK.
MC? Sorry, how did
MCM
you? Yeah.
ILLAN.
Okay. Brilliant. Some of the institutions as well are requesting any parental names that you may possibly know. Do you know the names of your birth parents at all?
Of the pair, which mean
So your are you aware of your birth parents' names at all?
yes, yeah.
Okay, because some of the institutions in Scotland, they save their data under parents' names. We're not
All right.
completely sure why, and especially in some circumstances, some people don't know that information. But we have been seeing the request quite frequently. So, were we okay to take your birth parents' names, Margaret, in case anybody asks us for them?
Yeah, it was Johanna O'Neill McMillan.
Johanna
O'Neill,
O'Neill
and her married
McMillan.
name obviously was McMillan.
Yeah. Okay, brilliant.
And my father's name was Archibald Hamilton McMillan.
Archibald, sorry, what was that? Hamold, did you say?
Hamilton, I think his middle name was McMillan.
Okay, that's brilliant. Fantastic. Okay, Margaret, so what that will now allow us to do is it'll be able to we'll be able to resend the subject access request off under your previous name.
My maiden name, yeah.
And then that may provide us further documents.
It was Quarriers Homes I was
Yeah, Quarries Homes, but obviously
in.
we've sent a request asking if they've got any information on Margaret Ewing, which
Oh,
they're not
definitely.
going to. So that's fine. We can get the ball rolling with that again.
All right.
Also, Margaret, have you had any previous addresses that these institutions may know you under? Or would it be 48 Ferrers Court, if anything?
I'm trying to think. I don't know because when I left the homes, I didn't have any contact with them.
Okay.
But there were one time, no, because there were one time I was a witness for a case involving somebody,
Okay.
that in Quarriers. I was actually a witness, but no, the police came here. They came here, and I had to go to court in Greenock for that case.
Okay. Was that Police Scotland, was it? Okay.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Not a problem. And was the thing that you witnessed, was that abuse in one of the homes that you were in?
Is that actually somebody had something done. I don't know what the person had done. Obviously, the police wouldn't tell me that, but I had to go in and see what this person
What it was
was
like.
doing, what
Yeah.
he was doing. But he did what he was trying on us, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But he didn't do to us what he done to the person that accused him. But I just went in and said what he doing done to
Yeah.
me,
Yeah.
done
So
to me.
what his character was like, basically.
Yeah,
Okay,
yeah.
that's brilliant,
Because he
Margaret.
was trying to, trying to touch us up, kind of thing,
Yeah.
in my beds.
Yeah.
So
Okay.
I had to just see, confirm that that's what he was doing to
Yeah,
me,
key
but
witness. Okay, not a problem, that's fine. All right, Margaret, what I'm going to do now, sorry, just lastly, before we go, I can see that we've not got your preferred contact method. Would you prefer to be contacted by telephone or by email?
Well, I prefer you to, well, you could phone me, but I said to James the last time, because somebody had phoned me saying something about yous, and I was like, I don't answer calls, Jay, in case, you know, it's scammers.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
You know what I mean? So I prefer you to text me first, or even, you know, email me.
Yeah.
And email me to say that you want to contact me, then I'll phone you back.
Okay, brilliant. Yep,
as long as I know it's yous, because I don't answer any strange phone calls, you know what I mean, if I don't know who it is.
Yeah, no, that's understandable.
Yeah.
What I'll do then, Margaret, is I will I'll opt you out of the phone calls. I'll put you in for email, so then when we email you to update you on a case, you can then give us a call in. It's a bit more safer for you then, okay.
Yeah. And how much longer is this going to take?
So I'm going to resend your sort of access request now under your previous name. That should take around 4 to 6 weeks. As soon as we've got that back, we can then sit down and discuss your witness statement with you and build a picture for redress. That in itself shouldn't take too long. It'd take a couple of hours max. And then once we've done that, it's a case of just submitting it over to redress and chasing them, really, and trying to get the process sped up. But hopefully we can get this settled towards the end of the year for you, and hopefully get you paid out by then.
If I get anything, you don't know, do you?
Well, I'm pretty sure if anything, you'd be looking at the bottom bracket, if anything. With these cases, it is just a case of trying to prove that you were in care. Once we've done that, if we can then prove any abuse that you've received, or we can demonstrate how it's affected you in later life, that is when the payment caps start increasing. Just off the record, basically, the worse the abuse was, and the longer it went on for, the more likely you're going to get a higher payment. We'll discuss that in more depth with you when we do the witness statement. But we will give you updates as well on these details that we're going to send out now. We'll keep you updated when they come in, and keep you in the loop. If you have got any questions in the meantime, please feel free to get in touch and give us a call or an email, and we'll be happy to discuss it further with you.
Okay, that's fashion.
Yeah. No, all right, Margaret. It was lovely speaking to you. You have a nice day.
You too. Thank you.
All right, take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye now. Bye.